Essay 39. Why People Smoke. Ferdinand Cabus. Nature is stupendous in her workings, but often mysterious in her methods. To reach her goals, she strikes out boldly. With sovereign indifference, she utilizes human fear to hasten evolution. Without pangs of conscience, she deliberately turns vice into virtue if it suits her ultimate purpose. In ancient Rome, she appointed Bacchus, the merry wine deity, as apostle of civilization, and in modern times, she has chosen tobacco, a vice, as prompter of happiness. It seems a paradox. Why do people smoke? At first sight, the habit seems absurd. Far from benefiting the body in a physical sense, it seemingly harms it, for it utilizes for enjoyment a delicate mechanism especially designed by nature to purify the blood. Whatever form of indulgence is adopted, the tobacco smoke drawn into the mouth is impregnated with the moisture of the respiratory organs. The nicotine elements thus impregnated, instead of volatilizing, tend to precipitate and settle on the nerve ends of the respiratory organs which they excite. A strong sensation is produced which is immediately transmitted to the nerve center for registration. The rhythmic passage of such sensations produces, after a while, a feeling of satisfaction and comfort. A good smoke from a pipe or a good aromatic cigar usually relieves worries. It gives mental repose, a kind of relaxation, which stimulates the mind to survey the situation calmly and to engage in meditation and contemplation. All intellectuals are highly sensitive and emotional. It is the price they pay for the development of their mental faculties. To maintain brain power, intellect and emotions must always be well balanced. In the degree that the conscious mind draws on the subconscious forces, there arise corresponding emotions which exert pressure for manifestation. Smoking is not a physical pleasure, but a subconscious experience which releases the emotions for manifestation, but instead of leading them into sensual temptation, brings them up to the mental realm where they express themselves in mental pursuits. Transmuted into mental forces, the emotions enhance the objective faculties and nature attains her prime object. She has turned vice into virtue for the greater glory of creation. This explains why so many intellectuals of modern times are fond of their pipes, cigars, and cigarettes.